Hello, everyone. So we are now going to talk about beyond the basics. What's next? So we've been studying Basics 2.0 for a full month now, and I hope that you got a lot out of it. I feel like a lot of you, this was some of the next level work that you needed to do in order to implement your basics at a little bit richer, deeper level. You're able to try new things. You are thinking in ways that are a little new to you. So what we're going to do, which is a beautiful follow-up to Basics 2.0, is our next program, which is Breaking Diet Thinking 2.0. This is on the backside of Module 2. So for anyone who's been worried about thought work, wondering like, what is thought work? How do I quit like all of my diet thinking? I know the basics, Corinne, and I'm trying all the things, but it feels so hard. I catch myself saying shitty things over and over again. This is the month where we are going to really focus in on changing all of it for you. So we are going to take a closer look at what is thought work? How do you journal with ease? How do you find really common thoughts and wiggle out of them just a little bit so that you can make the process of weight loss easier? It's a whole month and a whole study dedicated to just figuring out how to think better so you can feel better. So what I want you to do is I want you to make sure that you are doing some next level thinking. The first thing I want you to do is watch Module 2 of No BS. Some of the lessons may be new, so don't be shocked if you go in and be like, oh my gosh, they re-recorded a few things. I think they might have added something since I took it. I don't care if you took it last week or if you took it last year. I guarantee you when you listen to Module 2 that you're going to be like, awesome sauce. This is helpful. I have worked really hard this month on making sure that when we dig into thoughts, your life can blow up. So you want to start with listening to Module 2 of No BS first thing. Then this month, what we're going to do is we're going to have some co-journaling classes. What this means is that we are going to have a time where you're going to come to a Zoom call and you're going to be able to see a lot of your No BS sisters. If you want your camera on so you can see other No BS sisters, awesome. If you want your camera off because you're just not ready to be less camera action, that's awesome too. It's dealer's choice. But we are going to have meetings where we are together and we're going to have that sense of working together. So a co-journaling class is where a coach will come on. They're going to give you some prompts each week. And each week we have a different focus. You'll find a week where we're focused on the basics. You'll find a week where we're focused more on self-love. You'll find a week where we're more focused on the future version of you and how to implement things and your believability. And what we'll do is we'll allow you time to write and answer these prompts. Then a coach is going to guide the whole group through identifying what are the facts? What are the thoughts? How do you pull those two apart? And we're going to do like lifetime instant cleansing of all of it. Then the coach is going to help you figure out, all right, this is what a thought looks like. This is a good one to pull on. We're going to break the stigma of good and bad thoughts, better thoughts to work on, the deep thoughts, all that's going to be blown out of the water for you. You're going to be surprised that there are no deep thoughts and there are no good and bad ones, and we'll explain all of it. We're going to talk to you about how do you identify a feeling. So like as we're doing these co-planning sessions, people will have the opportunity to raise their hand and say, here's the thought I'm going to work on. This is the fact I think it's good. Like, this is the fact that I think it is. Here's the thought. Here's the feeling that I'm getting. And so we're going to do a lot of it in lifetime rapid succession. So you will get to hear lots of people working on different facts around their weight, their body, their food, whatever it is. Lots of different thoughts and how those different thoughts could be making people feel. And we want to do this all together so that you're seeing, number one, holy fuck, I'm not alone. Like a lot of these people have the same thoughts I do. Holy shit. A lot of people feel the same way I do too. That's amazing. But so that you might be like, I have that thought. Suddenly you'll hear someone say something and you'll be like, I've never realized I think that too. We're just going to be raising that awareness up. And then we'll get into how it manifests by on your due line. So these co-planning sessions or co-journaling sessions are not just about like doing, like we're all just going to sit with a candle and do some writing. It's going to be a really practical workshop that we're going to do. And all of it is on your calendar over at nobswomen.com. And then we're going to end the class with coming up with new thinking. So 1 week, we're really going to focus on what is thought switching? So if I think this, now I want to think this. We're going to talk about when do you actually keep working on a thought and figuring out why you think it? And when you're just like, it's a no. This one is obviously a no. I just need to turn up the volume on other things I believe about myself. It's called amplifying. Sometimes we have thoughts that we need to switch them. We need to figure out why we're thinking it. And then when we do, we're like, okay, I really understand that. Now I know I just need to get to where I'm believing something else. So I need a thought switch and I need to practice that. Sometimes we need to not work on a thought anymore. We've already worked on it so much. It's just a habit thought. We've got to quit giving it so much oxygen. So we're going to talk about amplifying and turning up the volume and turning down the volume. Then we're also going to talk about when you use bridge thoughts, where I'm going to hold two thoughts at the same time, and I believe both of them. Like I might have an old shitty, but I also have this one over here. And how do you use the two of them to work together to eventually get to where this one is the one that you only need? It's a little bit different than thought switching. In thought switching, you believe one thought, you don't believe the new one yet. In bridging, you have two competing thoughts that you could believe, and we're going to show you how to balance the two. So we're going to spend a whole month on all of it. I'm going to be having those sessions. I will be in the mornings teaching you those concepts, and I will be doing Q&As on those, and they will all be on Zoom. So this is the thing about thought work and the reason why we're going to break our diet thinking. Is thoughts, they're either helping you or they're hindering you with the basics. And so we want to get really good at figuring out which thoughts are helping me with my basics and which ones could be hindering me applying my basics. Which ones could be hindering me looking at my mistakes and figuring out the next best step. So we're going to focus on thinking a lot about right now, like this month will be, what am I currently thinking so that by the end of the month, I have a stacked deck of really understanding where in my mind I need to go, how to quit judging myself for my thoughts, and how to stop the endless cycle of thinking my thinking needs to stop in order to feel a new way, because you don't. And we will be teaching all of that next month. The other thing I want to say is that this is a good, so all of the calls, so you will get a resource guide for this. We do not have daily calls, but what we are going to give you guys is this resource guide that you can use. For some of you, you'll want to attend the calls, but you may want to use one of our other self-paced workshops while you're doing this work. If that's you, go for it. But for a lot of you, just following along with what we do next month, by listening to the replays, doing the exercises will be more than enough work for you as long as you continue to write your 24-hour plan. But if you do want to pick a self-paced workshop, they're here for additional support for anybody who is like, girl, I'm high on motivation and I got time to dedicate. If that's you, pick one of the self-study courses. Like, you may want to do taking big ass action. You might want to do self-love, whichever one you want to do. Just know those self-paced workshops are there for you. Whenever you find something that you really want to work on privately that you know could move the needle in your weight loss. So let me talk about the deep dive divas. Girls, you are going to be planning every single day. So whether you're a deep dive diva, moderation mama, or a basic bitch, I want you to make sure that you have your plan made every single day. 24-hour doable plan, and I want you assessing. That's the minimum baseline for anybody inside of No BS. It is the cost of admission to replays, to doing anything. It's the cost of admission to lose weight. So plan daily. Deep dive divas, you probably will want to do a self-paced workshop along with our monthly calls this month. So everybody will need to go through module 2 of No BS. So whichever one you are, I would, if you're a basic bitch and you don't have time, I will just tell you, try to make time. It is not a long module. I don't know how many videos they are, but I swear to God, I keep them short for a reason. You can get through them fast and you can find them either in video replays, in the No BS course. Go to the No BS course on the website, nobswomen.com, and you can play module 2. I guarantee you, I think the longest one is 10 minutes. We try to keep them as short as possible because I want to teach you succinct lessons. They're also inside the No BS Weight Loss Course private member podcast. You have a separate podcast just for the course, so you could listen to it on the go. And all of the new lessons that we've updated or added will all be in there for you. I believe we have one new lesson and we have two that we changed out for better, clearer, shorter language and teaching. So Deep Dive Divas, you'll plan every single day. You'll probably pick a self-paced workshop if you want. You will do the monthly calls. So you'll either be attending live or listening to the replays for the month of the 2.0. And you'll also do module 2 of No BS. My moderation mamas, you're going to do the new module 2 lesson. And if you will ask inside the Facebook group, we'll tell you exactly what it is. You will also, I suggest though, that you plan to do all of module 2. Guys, trust me, this month will make so much more sense if you give module 2 a full listen to again. You cannot listen to Breaking Diet Thinking Enough. You just can't. So, moderation mamas, let's just say you're going to go ahead and listen to all of module 2. You're going to plan every single day, just like everybody else. And then you are also going to just listen to the calls this month. So you will not be doing a workshop, a special self-paced workshop. This will be your workshop for the month. So you'll be planning on like looking at the calendar, seeing when the calls are, either attend live or you may not attend live, but you might be like, I'm going to listen to the replay. So a moderation mama is pretty much consuming most of that live content. My basic bitches, you are going to listen to module 2 of No BS. Space it out throughout the month. It's little bitty chunks for a reason, just for you guys. The next thing you're going to do is you are going to plan every single day. We all are going to plan every single day. And then the last thing that I'm going to want you to do is I want you to make time for each week. There's 3 Q&As with Corinne in this month. I want you to listen to each one in the replay or attend live. That's it. So you'll listen to the module 2 lessons. You will plan to listen to the 3 calls this month that I have that are on Q&A around thought switching, amplifying, and then holding 2 competing thoughts at the same time. You do not have to listen to the rest of the calls. And then just making sure that you're planning daily. So module 2, listen to Corinne's weekly Q&A and planning daily. The other big change this month is that we are moving to Zoom only this month. So I usually do my Q&As on Facebook. Facebook has become more and more harder to get it into your newsfeed. So unless Facebook changes how they do alerts and how they do all of that kind of stuff, we decided to listen to what our members were saying, which is, could you just do everything on Zoom? And I'm like, well, yeah, there's no reason not to. So every call now will be on Zoom. But you do need to know this. Some calls are going to be what's called meeting style, which is what we've traditionally been doing. That link is always on the training calendar. But we also are going to have what's called classroom style classes. So the co-journaling classes, I will be teaching a new monthly assessment class next month. And there are just a couple of others where we are going to, like, we're going to do a community coffee with the coaches. Those are going to be called meeting styles. They have a different link than the classroom style calls. Most calls are classroom style, but I really want you to get used to going to nobswomen.com, pull up the calendar. When it's time for class, just click on the link. That's exactly where you can go to find the link at any time for a call. We also have a weekly newsletter that we send out for you guys where you can like take a look at the calendar at a glance, see, oh, this is what's coming up this week. I can easily schedule it. But the links will always be on the training calendar. We try to make it as easy as possible for you to be able to get to our calls. And then I also encourage you to read that weekly newsletter. We put in there success stories. We put a call to action every week, something you could be working on. We put all kinds of things in there that are very helpful for you and your weight loss journey. And then the call to action is, what does your data show from this month together that is one thing you can double down your thought, work, focus on for next month? So that means it's, let's say that you have a pattern of not stopping at enough at dinner. That's your big pattern. Or at 8:30 every night, your big pattern is, I do pretty good, but there's still a few times that I am just eating whatever I want. I blow my plan off and I just start eating. I want you to identify the one pattern. And then this next month, as we're doing journaling and as we're talking about thoughts and stuff, I want you writing about that pattern every single time so that you can uncover the thinking that's driving the pattern. And by the end of the month, I would almost bet you that you will have so much more authority over it. You'll be shocked at yourself. All right, that's it. That's what's coming up. That is the next steps. We're going to get into breaking that diet thinking 2.0. And I can't wait to be working with you. Bye, y'all.